When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's go to Al in Old Wick, New Jersey. What's going on, Al?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
When I called, you guys were talking about Joe Shane.
Yeah, go for it.
And Gable. And, you know, two things. It's not that they were great drafters, because Allen fell to them. They didn't, you know, actively get him. He fell to them. And they did develop him, but he was one of those guys you can see. He was like not that he's Tom Brady, but he wants to play. He wants to make himself better. So it took two of them to do that. If you look at Shane's draft, they are god-awful terrible.
Yeah.
Even this most recent draft, you can make a case that Malik Nabers was there. And the only reason he was there is because the Chargers passed on him until John Ault. But I don't think they have the strategy to go forward. And if you listen, Dable at one point when he was at Buffalo said, I play to win the game. I don't make plays. I just play to win the game. Well, he's so tactical rather than strategical, he probably changes his, if he has strategy, during the game, and it seems to never work out.
Yeah, I think, and as I've been saying, Al, the case for moving on from those guys is, one, you can't fire Shane, bring in a general manager, and have Dable stay, because that never works. Those general managers want their own guys. The relationship never works. It's just the recipe for disaster. So if you're going to get rid of both of them, if you're going to get rid of one of them, you got to get rid of both of them. And Joe Shane's draft record is atrocious. It is. I mean, and they had two picks in that one draft, and neither one of those guys are impact players, and one of them is one of the worst offensive linemen that's come through here ever in Evan Neal. So that is the biggest problem with this regime. You can talk about Brian Daboll's coaching as much as you want. He hasn't had a lot of players. He did win Coach of the Year that one year. You cannot dismiss that part of it with no talent, and I really think it comes down to what else is out there. If John Mara believed that one of these top candidates would want to come to the Giants, he felt like he had a real shot at Ben Johnson, he might do it. You know, if Bill Belichick had not gone to North Carolina and they'd gone through a full offseason and then had talked to him and gauged his interest, then maybe he would have made the move. But I don't think he's making the move for just any other coordinator, assistant GM combination that doesn't know New York and has no experience. So I think it ends up being those two guys by default. And maybe, you know, and also, you know, John Mara's got to be thinking, Jesus, every single time I hire a guy, I'm firing him 3 years later. And I agreed with all of those other firings. And it would be hard to defend, or it would be hard to disagree if he moved on from these guys as well, unless he ends up hiring a couple of guys that I don't think are going to cut it here in New York.
A few more games that look like yesterday.
Yeah, but what's the first thing you said when you opened the show? We knew it was going to look like that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, we could say that we believe that they belong here, but the deeper this goes, the worse it looks.
And Tim Boyle's in there.
I know. Hey, look, I believe me, I have total empathy for what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
I do. I know how hard it is for Brian Daboll to stand in front of that team and make them believe that they have a shot at winning a game here.
Yeah.
And we talk about these teams. Nobody's laying down. If you put your football uniform on, I had this argument with Brian Roscona during kickoff with Mike Valenti. I'm like,
arguing with Roscona?
Yeah, it's like, Brian, nobody's laying down. I mean, when you put that uniform on, you're out there. your ass is on the line.
Was this on the air or off the air?
No, it was actually on the air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he claimed that the Jags are laying down. And I'm like, wait, the Jags just beat the Titans last week. How are the Jags laying down?
They didn't lay down yesterday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, and by the way, that was the pick of the week, was the Jets over the Jags, which turned out to be the case because they covered.
Mm.
But it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
And so that scoring that touchdown was a good thing, by the way, with those two teams yesterday for the Jets.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go back to what's going on over there. I know exactly what they're dealing with. And John Mara's not an idiot. He knows too. He knows that this is a skeleton team, a bad roster, a guy that his most important players are hurt. He doesn't have a quarterback to speak of that's going to be a difference maker. So, well, I don't know what you would expect from the coach. Really, what you're expecting from the coach is to try to keep everybody together, run a tight ship over there, keep practices normal, don't let things fray on the edges right now. I mean, and that's hard to do under these circumstances. Man, they're going to go 2-15 in their 100th season, and they're going to go 0-9 at home.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that.
If they
would have done like the 0-16 Lions did.
Well, it would be 0-17 now, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been it.
I mean, so you got to understand, like, this is as much as I understand your reasoning about Shane and Dable, I understand all that. But there's reality, though. And the reality is that we are living with a football team that basically ranks last in almost every single category.
I know, but I'm not saying that they've earned the right to come back. What I'm saying is that I don't feel like there is like a looming candidate. Once Belichick took that job, it's like the clouds went away.
All right, we all believe that Ben Johnson's going to get a job. Maybe Aaron Glenn gets a job. Mike Vrabel's probably going to get a job.
Yeah.
Maybe Cliff Kingsbury gets a job.
Well, there'd be one job he would get, yeah.
Brian Flores is going to get a job, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even though he's got stuff going on with the NFL. Do you think John Gruden gets a job?
Unfortunately, I do not, and I would hire him in a second, but I don't think so.
There's going to be like six or seven openings, dude.
Yeah, I know. I would.
And the Giants may be one of them.
They may be. But I just don't. Who comes in here that John Mara is, you know, honestly, like that he, like, if there was a guy that I knew, like someone else like a Belichick who was out there.
Like a Bill O'Brien?
Yeah. I think Spagnuolo would be the best case. He's been here. If Spagnuolo can bring in a coordinator like this, I could see happening. I could see John Mara being convinced that Cam Ward and Cam Ward's offensive coordinator with Steve Spagnuolo as the head coach, and then him not calling the plays on defense, but obviously having a big hand in the defense. You could sell me on that.
Okay, and then who's the other quarterback that's going to help them kind of transition to Cam Ward?
I mean, pick a sweatshirt off the rack, man. Who cares? Whatever color it is, it doesn't matter. I'll take the pink. Okay. I know I'm going to be in a tux tomorrow. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You know, it just, you know what the future is.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, if you think that Cam Ward, and like we saw that report that came out of that Adam Pac-Man Jones podcast, mm-hmm. that both Cam Ward and his offensive coordinator are coming to New York, essentially because that's what, you know, everybody believes, or at least that person believes. I mean, then I can see Brian Daboll staying.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Staying, but then working with a guy he's never worked with before?
I don't know if they have a connection or they don't. I don't know. I mean, like, this is the thing that you sit here around and speculate about. This is what goes on when you go into the draft. I will say something. I will say that the Giants are going to have either the first or the second pick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the more I talk about that, I think the Giants fan could be easily sold on Spags being the coach, even though when he was the head coach, it didn't work out well.
100% they could be.
But, I mean, you get the right offensive coordinator, especially a guy that's worked with whatever rookie quarterback you're bringing in, and Spags being the dude and making sure that defense is a top 10 defense. I mean, you could sell the fan base on that. But I don't think you, I mean, I know that they're screaming and yelling to fire these guys, but you're not going to be able to sell them on Bobby Slowick and Mike Borgonzi.
So if you had Steve Spagnuolo and that assistant GM from Kansas City come and run the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, they know each other.
They know each other, and I'll tell you what, that Borgonzi knows players.
Borgonzi.
Because that front office out there knows players.
Guy's going to end up here. Second I saw his name, like, this guy's ended up here. I just knew it.
That's usually what happens. You have a successful franchise for 5, 6, 7 years. Now, a lot of that is due to the head coach and the quarterback combination. But guys in those offices are the ones that get jobs. I mean, look at Mike McDaniel.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.